I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. U.S. President Donald Trump vowed military support on behalf of protesters, putting new pressure on Iran's regime. Heart for Iran's Edwin Abnu says these demonstrations pose the biggest threat to authorities since the 2022 Mahsa Amini protests.
They're trying to contain the protests without pouring gasoline on the fire. If they come down brutally on what starts as an economic frustration, it can quickly morph into something much deeper, which they don't want to happen.
Heart for Iran delivers the hope of Jesus to people who are desperate for change.
In times of unrest like this, the felt spiritual need skyrockets.
Keep praying for Iran's believers.
Religious minorities, particularly Christian converts from Islam and those involved in house churches, are routinely portrayed as a national security threat because of perceived ties to Western Christianity.
And although less likely to face the legal effects of India's anti-conversion laws, Christians in the country's rural communities still feel the cultural impact of this legislation, according to Greg Musselman with Voice of the Martyrs Canada.
A lot of the time it's in the rural areas where there are beatings and there are, you know, burning down churches, pastors arrested, sexual assaults, things like that against the Christians. Say, well, that's not the government doing that, but it's fueling this animosity towards Christians.
12 of India's 28 states currently enforce anti-conversion laws. When asked, rural pastors said most of the pressure they feel is from the community and family members who are upset that they left Hinduism. Musselman continues to see God at work in India, though, and many are coming to know Jesus, especially in the rural areas. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.